It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, December 6th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and we are going to talk Golden Globe nominations, including a superhero film that was the very first one nominated for Best Picture.
But first, Christmas time is here again, and that means a slew of new holiday music releases from artists like Diana Ross, Eric Clapton, the Old 97s, Pentatonix, even yacht rock god Michael McDonald. But wait, there's more. Jade and I have picked out six new holiday albums to spotlight today.
And we're going to start off with John Legend, A Legendary Christmas, the youngest EGOT winner. And I should say that is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. John Legend has crafted a soulful Motown throwback album. It covers all the holiday bases, danceable and upbeat, happy horns, swelling strings, and John Legend's powerful lungs pushing out classic holiday songs with a smile you can hear. He keeps it crisp enough to cut through all the cookies and eggnog with songs like Silver Bells.
Christmas time in the city. If you had to pick one new Christmas album to inspire your Halloween costume next year, it would have to be Jessie J's This Christmas Day. The British pop diva, who's sung and or written a bunch of hits, but is still best known for her 2014 Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj collaboration Bang Bang, wears a giant, and I do mean giant, red bow on her head for the cover of her new holiday album, which features standards like Silent Night and Jingle Bell Rock, alongside the title track, a Jessie J original. Babyface helps out with the Christmas song, and boys to men go walking with Jessie through a winter wonderland. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight,
walking in the winter wonderland. As one of the first boy bands, the Monkees rose above the TV show band brand with clever songs and sweet harmonies. The Sleigh Bells get a workout on this very lively holiday album that covers classics like Angels We Have Heard on High, which takes on a very stripped-down and almost Americana feel with banjo plucking, as well as silly holiday originals like What Would Santa Do, which will remind you to stay on the good list.
When roots rocker J.D. McPherson set out to make Socks, an album of all original holiday songs, he set out to break with cliches. When J.D. stopped by The Current for a session recently, he explained.
So many times, that's the thing to do, right? You just like, well, let's do Jingle Bells again. You know what I mean? not knocking anybody that wants to do that. It just didn't feel right for us to do something like that. So when it finally came up, I'm like, let's not only make a rock and roll record, let's treat it like one of our records, you know, let's treat it like an album. And then also, let's consider the first thing that you think of you need to make a Christmas record, let's don't do that. Let's don't record any jingle bells. Try to find other ways to evoke the time of year without doing that.
Here's J.D. McPherson with All the Gifts I Need.
It's not even Christmas yet, I got all the gifts I need.
Sometimes the transition from no doubt cargo pants ska Gwen Stefani to pop Gwen is so shocking to me that I have to think about them as two separate people. If you enjoyed the in-your-face punk of Oi to the World that No Doubt put out in 1997, maybe follow my lead and kindly put that out of your mind. This is a really fun holiday album, at times rockabilly, sometimes full of 1950s harmonies, and even gentle and reverend in an updated version of Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night.
A multimedia pop culture icon at age 87, William Shatner doesn't need to do anything unless he's going to have fun doing it. Accordingly, for his predictably weird new speak-sung Christmas album, Shatner Kloss, he enlisted a different guest star for every track. from Judy Collins, who joins him on White Christmas, to Henry Rollins, who jumps in for a punk rock version of Jingle Bells, to Iggy Pop on Silent Night. The two of them make it sound like the kind of Silent Night you have when you passed out after spiking the eggnog all day. And if you like your holidays with a side of Stratocaster, you'll enjoy William Shatner's rollicking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer featuring Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Yeah! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
This year's Golden Globes nominations were announced this morning. And Bradley Cooper's remake of A Star is Born was among the biggest nominees, tying two other movies with five nominations and behind only the Dick Cheney biopic, Vice.
Which I have not seen.
I have not seen it either. I've seen the photos of Christian Bale as Dick Cheney, and it's weirdly uncanny. So it's definitely on my list now. But Jade, you and I have both seen A Star is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody and Black Panther, three movies with big musical angles that are all among this year's top nominees for the Golden Globes.
Yeah, and when we saw Bohemian Rhapsody, we said, man, Rami Malek playing Freddie Mercury, that was so well done. So it's nice to see him get a little nod of appreciation.
So now what? This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go, Beelzebub.
Although all I saw on Twitter were people kind of pushing back on Bohemian Rhapsody getting a Best Picture nod.
Was it one of the year's best dramas? Maybe not overall, but Rami Malek was great, as were Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. They both got acting nominations.
And Bradley Cooper got a directing nomination.
And as you noted, Black Panther made history.
Yeah, it's the first superhero movie to actually be nominated for Best Picture. So even if they don't win, kudos to Black Panther for being the first superhero movie to make it to that level.
And even though Black Panther obviously isn't a movie about music the way A Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody are, it was of huge interest to the music world because of that amazing original soundtrack curated by Kendrick Lamar.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect.
His SZA collaboration, All the Stars, is one of the best original song nominees. Also nominated in that category, Shallow from A Star is Born, Dolly Parton's Girl in the Movies from Dumplin', Annie Lennox singing Requiem for a Private War from A Private War, and Troye Sivan and Yonsei doing Revelation from Boy Erased.
You're a revelation, won't you liberate me now from a holy bow?
We won't have to wait too long to find out who wins. The Golden Globes will be held on January 6th.
You're a revolution, our liberation.
That's today's music news. You can hear all that new holiday music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. Our producer today was Luke Taylor. And tomorrow, speaking of awards, we are going to go all in on Grammy nominees. So we'll have all the details for you tomorrow.
And in the meantime, if you want to give us a holiday gift, I'm just saying, it's easy, it's free. Tell your friends about the Current Music News Podcast.
It's not even Christmas yet. I got all the gifts I need.